Six Nations elected council have approved funding for the Six Nations Anti-Bullying Task Force budget of $38,000 during the August 23rd general finance meeting. The task force until now has been operating with no budget since its creation in 2019. During the meeting, task force lead Jennifer Mount Pleasant presented two budgets for Six Nations elected council to review, a basic operating budget that would provide the essentials to allow the task force to continue operation, run events, and advertise throughout the community, and also a needs budget that would include extra resources to allow the task force to possibly hire a consulting firm that specializes in policy review to analyze the task force and its current policies to determine the next steps. Mel Pleasant explains the task force's sub-working group's decision to outsource the work.
We do have a sub-working group right now for that are reviewing policies. So we have about 11, we collected 11 community policies, mostly workplace-related policies as well as educational policies around lateral violence and bullying. And the goal of that sub-working group is to just analyze those policies and do like a gap analysis, figure out if those policies are working. If not, you know, what kind of recommendations can we make to make those policies more effective? The only thing with that is we did have three policy analysts on that sub-working group, as well as myself. We recently lost one. They are pursuing their education so they can no longer participate on that policies group. So that leaves us down to two. And it's just, we had a meeting last week and we discussed next steps and it was just decided that it's too much. It's going to be too much for this working group to do because those two policy analysts have full-time jobs as well. So we decided to put that in the needs budget to kind of outsource that work and hire a consulting firm that specializes in policy review.
Currently, the task force is in the process of conducting three surveys within the Six Nations community. She detailed the different surveys, including a youth survey that will be available to all Six Nations high school students throughout the Grand Erie District School Board.
In terms of data collection, we're running three surveys and then conducting focus groups. So we have the community survey has been out for a while now. I was just speaking with our health epidemiologist who's on the surveys and evaluation team. And she said that we have approximately 170 community surveys conducted so far. And our goal is 200. So we only need about 30 more before we can start analyzing that data. And we can definitely get you present a preliminary report on those community adult surveys. In terms of the other data, we are working with the Grand Erie District School Board who have already approved our youth survey to go into their area high schools for Six Nations youth students. So that will take place hopefully in September. And we should be able to analyze that data relatively quickly. Then we have the staff surveys that we are going to be doing in October. But yes, we can definitely do like a preliminary data analysis on those community surveys.
In addition to working with the school board, Mel Pleasant says the task force is also working with a representative from Six Nations Federal Schools who operate five elementary schools throughout Six Nations.
So we do have a representative from federal schools on the task force. He's on the core team as well as the policies review sub-working group. And he's been pretty active attending all our meetings and engaging. So, you know, there's some good stuff happening behind the scenes there. Other schools, at one point we did have a representative from Gowanil, but they were on the task force for too long. They actually left their position there, and we still haven't been able to get a representative from Gowanil.
Six Nations Chief Mark Hill and Six Nations Elected Council CEO Darren Jamieson both presented ideas of ways to offset some of the budget's cost and say they will work to follow up with Mount Pleasant on that, including reaching out to the Six Nations Federal Schools to be included in those talks.
maybe I'll touch base with the federal schools just to see if there's any, because I know we were going back and forth on some funds anyways. So maybe this is an area where that could potentially be funded. But I also see Darren has his hand raised, so maybe he can offer some suggestions in that area as well. Darren?
Yeah, thanks. I mean, you pretty much covered it there, Chief, in terms of the next steps regarding that. I know that, Jen, you've exhausted sort of our capacity on our side, but I think there's probably some flexibility in some of the other deferred funds that we have, either under social or health, that we could apply to that particular initiative.
Six Nations Elected Council approved the $38,000 operating budget for Six Nations Anti-Bullying Task Force, sourced by funds within the Ontario First Nations Limited Partnership Funds.